FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The man who confessed to killing the former Secretary General of the ANC Youth League has pleaded for mercy. Sentencing proceedings in the Sindiso Magaga murder case began in the Pietermaritzburg High Court today. Magaga was allegedly targeted for exposing corruption within the municipality. Sibusiso Nkwengwa today asked the court not to impose a harsh sentence on him. He admitted to shooting the 35-year-old in 2017 and claimed the hit was ordered by the late Umzumkulu mayor. His lawyer, Andrew Matlamela, argued that while a life term is standard in murder cases, his client is remorseful and should be shown leniency.
I've proposed this order that on count one, the accused be sentenced to 20 years imprisonment, of which 5 years is suspended for 5 years with regard to count three to five. I propose, my lady, that 5 years imprisonment for attempted murder.
KZN will now be able to tap into the Western Cape government's resources when we are hit by major natural disasters. The two provinces have signed a memorandum of understanding in an effort to protect key infrastructure from floods and respond faster to emergencies. The KZN Public Works MEC Martin Mayor and Western Cape Minister Tertius Simmers agreed to establish closer cooperation between the provinces in Musgrave this morning. KZN is struggling to repair storm-damaged infrastructure caused by severe weather over the last 3 years. Simmers says the Western Cape has managed to fix some of its damaged infrastructure within 3 weeks.
And we've had back-to-back years of massive flooding. We've had almost just under 3 billion damage to our infrastructure. But we have managed to rebuild it in 21 days.
And to the Western Cape, the Democratic Alliance says it will tomorrow lay criminal charges against Higher Education Minister Nobutle Nkabane for lying to Parliament. Nkabane has come under fire after she initially appointed politically connected individuals as board chairpersons of SETA boards. The independence of the advisory panel she said she used was questioned after one of the people denied that he was ever part of it. It forms part of the DA's broader call for President Cyril Ramaphosa to act against ANC ministers accused of corruption after Ramaphosa fired Deputy Minister Andrew Whitfield. And on the international front, U.S. senators began voting today on Donald Trump's flagship spending bill. The deeply divisive package is expected to slash social programs for the poor and add an eye-watering $3 trillion to the national debt. Trump wants what he calls the one big beautiful bill, to extend his expiring first-term tax cuts, boost military spending, and fund his plans for unprecedented mass deportations and border security. Yet even as the process reaches its climax, Republican meeting rooms are still in disarray over the deep cuts to welfare programs. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 23 tomorrow, Richards Bay 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
And here's what's coming up in your sports. Springbok coach Don Heumann has his eye on Italy as test week begins. The Junior Sharks earn victory in their Gran Como week opener, and Zimbabwe are 32-1 in their second innings and need 505 runs to beat the Proteas in their first test.